Chapter 5. Free as a honeybee in a summertime frame of mind. Summary. CBS. You're Dick Grayson. Red Hood. Yes, I'm Dick Grayson. Nightwing. What the fuck? No, you're not. CPS. Oh, so you're Dick Grayson. Nightwing. What? No, of course not. Tim. In the end, aren't we all Dick Grayson?
I'm a crime lord, Theodore.
Hood states. And you're very good at it, Theo says reassuringly. Also, that's not my full name.
I was not looking for... what?
My full name. It's just Theo. That's it. Go on. You're doing great. Hood glowers. It comes across even through the helmet.
I'm going to kick...
Children present, Theo says brightly. Because there are. It's the middle of the afternoon, and there are half a dozen kids in the CPS office for appointments. Hood fumes for a second, then says, I am going to kindly remind you that I am a crime lord, widely feared and respected, and that me being a widely feared and respected crime lord is important for keeping Gotham's underbelly from spinning out of control. Sure, Theo says easily. He gets it. He's had a lot of conversations with Max about it, and with other people who work for Hood. The union organizers, mostly. Max would love to live in a city where crime's been totally eradicated, but that's not realistic. Crime is always going to exist, especially in a city Gotham's size. There will always be weapons in the wrong hands. There will always be drugs and people who get addicted to them. You can throw yourself against the never-ending tide and drown in it. Ahem, Batman. Or you can try to dam the river just enough to keep the village from being washed away. The metaphor, admittedly, travels a bit on Theo when he tries to explain, but Hood puts it more succinctly. Red Hood's operation is like a clean needle exchange, except for every underhanded and shitty thing that happens in Gotham's shadows. He can't stop it entirely, but he can make it marginally safer. Red Hood does a lot of good. That's what Theo was thinking when he, maybe a little bit drunkenly, did the thing that led up to Hood storming into the CPS office today, holding a glossy, embossed piece of cardstock out in front of his body like a bomb.
Then why,
Hood growls,
would you submit my name to this?
He throws the cardstock down on Theo's desk. Theo leans in to read the flowing script. The Gotham Chamber of Commerce is pleased to announce that the Red Hood has been nominated for a prestigious annual award and is invited to attend an award ceremony at City Hall. Details about the ceremony, which is taking place the day after tomorrow, follow. Black tie appreciated, the last line says. Theo's mind conjures up an image of Hood, iconic helmet and all, in a formal tuxedo and shiny wingtip shoes. He desperately stifles a giggle. That's nice that you're being recognized, Theo says. And hey, now Theo knows what he'd sound like if he were being strangled. Nadia, steadily turning a deeper and deeper shade of red ever since Hood showed up, excuses herself from their desk clump and just about sprints for the door.
It is not nice,
Hood hisses.
It's embarrassing. It's insulting. I will be laughed out of the Iceberg Lounge, and it is your fault.
You go to the Iceberg Lounge?
Theo!
Theo scowls. Max told you that I filled out the application? Oh, I'm going to have words with them. Where's the loyalty? I swear, Hood. Kids these days.
Max is older than me. Max is older than you.
They really should know better. I agree.
I am going to... I know. Children present. You have to undo this. You're friends with the mayor. Get her to undo this.
Sure. The mayor and I are BFFs, Theo says, rolling his eyes. We're getting lunch with Bruce Wayne on Sunday. Wanna come with? Hood almost falls off the corner of Theo's desk he's sitting on.
You're what with Bruce Wayne?
Nothing. Jeez, it was a joke. Isn't Bruce Wayne still out of town on that hiking trip or whatever? Seems like he's been gone all summer. I thought the Camino de Santiago was only supposed to take, like, a month.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hood says. He sounds weird. Strangled, like Theo a minute ago.
Maybe he's really bad at walking.
Rich people.
Amen.
Hood says. He taps two thick, gloved fingers on the invitation.
Anyway, make this go away. It's bad for my brand.
You saying things like, it's bad for my brand, is bad for your brand.
I really don't know what Max sees in you.
Well, according to Max, I have a very pretty...
Children present!
Theo smiles up at Hood innocently. I was going to say, collection of Nightwing action figures, Hood. He winks theatrically at Benny Smithton, who's waiting for his aunt to be done talking to Michelle, and looks like he's debating asking Hood for an autograph. Get your mind out of the gutter, and it's not like you have to attend. The ceremony's in, what, 2 days? They obviously aren't expecting you to be there. They probably held back on mailing the invite in hopes that you wouldn't have enough notice to be available.
It says that on the back of the card, actually.
Theo flips the invite over. There's a handwritten note. They wouldn't let me mail this until today because they don't want you to come, so they can turn it into this whole publicity stunt thing about how you don't really care about the city. But you should totally come. Commissioner Gordon even promised not to try to arrest you. Matteo De Leon, intern in the events office. Big fan. Seems like it'd be bad for your brand if you didn't go, Theo says. And it's not like you're guaranteed to win. It's just a nomination.
I'd win,
Hood says, indignant.
Of course I'd win.
You don't even know what award you've been nominated for, Theo points out. Or who you're up against. Hood thunks down into Nadia's abandoned desk chair.
Tell me everything you know. Now.
You're going to hate it, Theo says cheerfully. And the nominees for Most Accepting Employer of the Year, says Debbie Dunlop, president of the Gotham Chamber of Commerce. Her hair probably exerts its own local gravity field. Red Hood LLC, Ambrose Packaging, Hogarth.
Most accepting.
Hood echoes as Debbie keeps reading off names.
Most accepting.
You've had 51 whole hours to come to terms with this, Theo whispers. He doesn't handle surprises well, Max says. They lean across Theo to ask Hood. Do you need me to call Arsenal for help processing your emotions?
Fuck you.
Hood hisses, earning their little trio numerous dirty looks from the upperest of upper crust of Gotham's elite that have gathered for this awards ceremony. A woman one row up, two seats over, gives a particularly scathing glare. Theo's betting her name is something like Mary Ellen Louise.
Most accepting. And LLC? Did you turn my criminal enterprise into a legitimate fucking company, Theodore?
Still not my name, and sure did, Theo says. Tim helped me with the paperwork. Tim, sitting a few rows forward with a bevy of Drake Industries people and an award for Most Sustainable New Initiative on his lap, turns and shoots Hood a sly grin. Ears of a bat, that one.
Of course he did,
Hood mutters. I'm considering the $40 filing fee your Hanukkah present, Theo adds.
Am I Jewish?
I have legitimately no idea. Are you?
I died, came back to life, and got chucked into a magical pool of glowing green goo by an immortal asshole,
Hood says.
I don't think there's a god associated with any of the major religions who'd be thrilled to add me to their flock.
I don't get the joke, Theo says.
I didn't think it was funny either,
says Hood. And the winner, Debbie Dunlop says, is the Red Hood. Congratulations! Theo's never heard applause that is both terrified and disdainful before. It's a very odd combination. Hood rises from his chair and stalks towards the stage with all the subtlety of a jungle cat. Debbie Dunlop leaves the little plaque on the little podium and backs her giant hairdo away. Theo is suddenly extremely unsure if this was a good idea. We rehearsed this, Max assures Theo, taking his hand when they pick up on Theo's nerves. He has a script. He'll behave. Has he ever behaved? Theo asks, watching Hood take the steps up to the stage three at a time. Great time for his brain to notice that Hood's ass and thighs look amazing in those tailored suit pants. Super helpful, brain. Solid contribution. With a growing feeling of dread. In the whole time you've known him, has he ever, even once, not taken the opportunity to make things worse? Max clicks their tongue against their front teeth. Good point. Think you can pull the fire alarm before he starts talking? Too late. Hood's on stage, behind the podium. He has at least 6 inches on Debbie, so he has to wrench the microphone up to a new angle. He leans in, clears his throat. There's feedback from the mic. Hood takes off his helmet, a sweep of his hair falling over his domino, and tries again. It's not being accepting, fuckwits, Hood says with perfect enunciation. It's being a decent human being. Probably should have seen this coming, Max sighs, as scandalized exclamations come from all around them. Theo sees someone actually literally clutching their pearls. It's Mary Ellen Louise, because of course it is. I hire the best fucking person for the job, Hood continues. People with skills, people who want to learn, people with integrity, morals. What someone does or does not do with any number of willing partners is none of my fucking business. Literally. It does not impact the work. Tim's shoulders are shaking with laughter. Someone's trying to hand motion Debbie to get Hood off the stage, and she is just as frantically hand motioning that she is not going anywhere near this catastrophe. Theo groans and sinks down in his seat. Go get him, please, for the love of all that is holy. Get him out of here before they send in a SWAT team. Red Hood's people throw an after party. It spills out into the street and takes over a good couple blocks. The CPS office is on the edge of the area, so Nadia and a few of the others come join after finishing up some late casework. And another thing, Hood says, leaning forward in his lawn chair, which is perched on the sidewalk outside an ice cream place. The establishment is owned by someone who's brothers with someone who knows someone who works for HUD. Theo's relatively certain that if you ask for the right menu item and show your ID, you get a packet of something illegal stashed in the bottom of your cone. Theo's fine with his standard mint chocolate chip, thanks. We're going to have a pride parade this year. Sure thing, boss, says Aldona, passing HUD a beer that has, Theo suspects, been watered down. Aldona's roughly the same level as Max within HUD's operation. She and her wife, Carrie, are allegedly in charge of HUD's black market movements. Carrie also bakes a mean blueberry pie, and the two of them are going through IVF in hopes of starting a family. I'm serious, HUD says. He takes a swig of the beer and makes a face. Ugh, what's wrong with this? Nightwing drops out of the sky, plucks the beer from Hood's hand, and takes a sip. He tips a large wink to Aldona. Tastes fine to me. Good looking out, Aldona. Go away, Aldona says. I'm still mad at you for busting that shipment 2 weeks ago. Ours is truly a star-crossed love, Nightwing says. I'm just stopping by to pick up the kids, though. Anyone seen them? Tim and Steph? Theo asks, distracted. He's had more than one drink himself, and Max keeps touching him in places that are totally appropriate, but at the same time, totally not. Also, ice cream is dripping down his hand. Nah, Steph's busy tonight. Tim and Bernard. Who's Bernard? I'm Bernard, chirps a voice from outside their little circle of chairs and coolers and barrels and other makeshift seats. Theo turns to see Tim, still in his suit from the ceremony, but sans tie and jacket, walking up with a blonde kid around Tim's age. Theo slowly rotates back and splits his glare between Nightwing and HUD. Did you two morons adopt another kid without even giving me time to update the paperwork? Oh my God, Bernard says before anyone can answer. Oh my God, oh my God! I told you I knew them, Tim says. That is different than, oh my God! Bernard runs across the circle and starts shaking Nightwing's hand. Mr. Nightwing, sir, I'm a huge fan. Also, I have a list of your possible secret identities. Would you be willing to look them over? You don't even have to tell me if I'm right or not. I just want to show you. Oh, hey, you guys can compare theories, Max says, nudging Theo's shoulder. I do not have theories, Theo protests. Really? Because just last week you were... That was a mistake. What was a mistake? Nightwing asks, peering around Bernard, who is scrolling furiously on his phone. It's nothing, Theo says. The whole group stares at him expectantly. Well, almost the whole group. Tim is busy attempting to swipe a beer from Aldona and getting thoroughly rebuffed, then being gifted a lemonade from Nadia. Theo sighs. For like 2 whole days, I thought that maybe Dick Grayson had been the second Robin. I don't think it anymore, okay? And I know that the second Robin died. There was a flower crown, and it was after the thing with Ivy, and it made sense at the time. I've thought that too, Bernard exclaims over the laughter from the rest of the group. He scurries to Theo's side. It was the hair, right? And the eyes? The Robins can't all have naturally black hair and naturally blue eyes, Theo says. It's got to be dye in contact. For at least some of them. I don't know, Tim offers. The Wayne kids. Timbo, HUD says intently, suddenly quite a bit less tipsy than he seemed a minute ago. Aw, let them have fun, Nightwing says. He plops down onto the cooler Aldona's sitting on. She shoves him off. He lets himself slide to the ground and sprawls there. My hair and eyes are natural, by the way, and Dick Grayson was not the second Robin. I can promise you that. But you did know the second Robin? Bernard says to Nightwing. And if he's dead, why is his identity still a secret? Gotham never got to celebrate him like the hero he was, Theo adds. He likes this Bernard kid. He should have a statue. Hey, Tim, can Drake Industries commission a statue of the second Robin? A statue would be great, Bernard crows, turning pleading eyes on Tim and scampering over to him. Maybe one of all the Robins, though. There are so many pictures to use as source material, and maybe seeing them rendered in 3D will give me the extra clues I need to figure out who's who.
Are you close to figuring it out? Hood says, sounding halfway between interested and hostile.
Hood, back off, Nightwing says. Bernard's got some really creative ideas, Tim says supportively, threading his fingers through Bernard's and... Oh.
Oh.
Theo thought Tim was dating Steph, but this is good too. Tim's statement, for some reason, seems to put Hood at ease. He leans back in his chair and says,
All right, let's hear him. Both of you, he adds, gesturing to Theo.
No, nope, no thanks, Theo says. No theories over here.
Max digs a finger into Theo's ribs.
Come on, babe, you were just saying...
I was not saying anything.
That you thought that Dick Grayson might be...
I will break up with you right now. Max flings out an arm to point dramatically at Red Hood.
The Red Hood!
Nightwing bursts into laughter. So does most of the circle.
Traitor, Theo says to Max, petulant.
No, 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 Bernard says. I can see it. Hood could totally be Dick Grayson.
Hood makes a sound like a disgruntled bird. I've got 6 inches and 40 pounds of muscle on that guy.
I think that's a bit of an exaggeration, Nightwing says.
You could be wearing lifts, Bernard says. Take off your boots.
Please do not take off your boots,
Aldona says. It was hot out today, and you've been wearing those since this afternoon. I can't believe you wore combat boots to a black tie event.
Lifts and carefully tailored clothes to slim you down when you're being Grayson, Theo says to Hood. In for a penny, he supposes.
It's possible.
Grayson lives in Bloodhaven, Hood points out. He has a day job. I'm here during the day. I was in court with you at noon on a Tuesday just this week.
That, okay, yes, Theo says. I didn't say I actually think that you're Grayson. Not anymore. I just...
Maybe Nightwing is Dick Grayson, Bernard says. That one's actually on my list, you know. The butts match.
This is a fun game, Max says. Can I be Dick Grayson next?
Back up, Nightwing says.
The butts match?
Yours and Grayson's, apparently, Tim says, in the voice of the long-suffering, who has heard this argument many times before.
Nightwing rolls onto his belly and cranes his neck around to try to get a good look at his own butt. It gives everyone else in the circle an excellent look at his butt. Nadia turns red and becomes fascinated by the Crime Alley skyline.
It's a butt, Nightwing decides.
That it is, Aldona says, raising her beer to him.
It, in a toast.
You're gay, Nightwing says, and married.
Aldona shrugs. Art is art.
Nightwing did admit to me that his secret identity name starts with a D, Theo muses, when Nightwing is sitting like a normal human again, and therefore his brain can function.
Oh, did he?
Red Hood asks.
I did not confirm that, Nightwing says. Theo made an assumption based on something Hood said about someone named D being out of town when Timmy's custody thing was happening.
The first Robin was the flippy one, Bernard says, chewing his lip and tapping rapidly on his phone case. Didn't Dick Grayson grow up in a circus? Wasn't he an acrobat?
Nadia squints at Nightwing and tilts her head. He's the right build for it. He was back then, too.
Nadia, not you too, Nightwing groans. You weren't even in Gotham when I was Robin.
Like that matters, Nadia scoffs. I was your version of Robin for Halloween, 3 years straight.
Nightwing's face gets all mushy.
You were? Really?
This is why all the Robins need a statue, Bernard says to Tim. They're all important.
I'll think about it, Tim says quietly, rubbing his thumb over Bernard's knuckles with a small smile.
The conversation dissolves into side chatter. Theo finishes his ice cream and feels more drunk than he actually is, with the heat and Max's hand in his hair. His mind is trying to haze over pleasantly, but there are a couple of things that he keeps getting stuck on. Things he'd normally consciously ignore. Things he doesn't look too closely at out of a mingled sense of, they're entitled to privacy, they'll tell me if they want me to know. And, if I think about this too hard, my head's going to explode. But with the recent topics, and with Bernard here to egg him on.
Hey, wait, he says, corralling his thoughts. He looks at Nightwing, who is now cooing at pictures of Nadia's nieces.
How do you know Tim?
Nightwing gives him a bemused smile.
We're brothers.
Tim, unsurprisingly, blushes. And blushes more when Bernard kisses him on the cheek.
Yeah, I know that, Theo says. Not biologically, though. You have to have met him somehow. And you live in Bloodhaven. It's not like you guys just ran into each other on the street.
We met before I moved, Nightwing says smoothly. Ain't that right, Timmy?
A whole conversation happens in 3 seconds of eye contact between Nightwing and Tim. At the end of it, Tim sighs.
Fine, I used to follow Batman and Robin around with my camera at night, taking pictures. Robin caught me at it a couple of times. Also saved me from getting my butt kicked on more than one occasion.
The look of betrayal on Bernard's face is comical.
You didn't tell me that! It's embarrassing, Tim says. I don't advertise it. I was a lonely little kid, and all of you already know that my parents weren't around much.
Yeah, Theo is indeed well aware of that fact. Jack and Janet Drake are due back in Gotham for a Drake Industries board meeting in about 6 weeks. Theo has drafted slides.
Define little kid, Aldona says, looking like she might want to be Theo's co-presenter when the time is right.
Not sure there's an answer to that question that doesn't make at least two people in this group mad at me, Tim says, but offers. 11, maybe? 12?
It's Theo and Bernard's turn to have a silent conversation. They both arrive at the same conclusion.
That was only 5 years ago, Bernard says. Nightwing wasn't Robin 5 years ago, Theo adds. The second Robin was running around by then. You wouldn't have met Nightwing. You'd have met Robin, too.
Theo, Max says in Theo's ear, maybe let this go.
Okay, so maybe I was younger, Tim says, shifting his weight.
9? 9. I met the first Robin when I was 9, and he turned out to be Nightwing.
Can confirm, Nightwing says brightly.
I am, indeed, Nightwing.
Or you're Dick Grayson, Theo says flatly. And you met Tim after Bruce Wayne took you in because the Waynes and Drakes run in the same social circles.
That is a much simpler explanation, Bernard supports.
Nightwing goes quiet and still. He shares weighted looks with Red Hood, who makes a teeter-totter hand motion, and Tim, who buries his face in his palms.
Okay, Nightwing says, looking at the ground. He takes a deep breath. Okay, yeah, you caught me. I'm Dick Grayson.
Oh my God, Bernard says.
Oh my God, says Nadia.
I trained to be the first child superhero sidekick while living with Bruce Wayne. Nightwing says. He starts slow, then his words speed up. In between nights of fighting crime, I attended galas and charity events. Max's chest, pressed at Theo's back, starts to shake with suppressed laughter. Batman picked me up in the Batmobile for patrol every night at the entrance to Wayne Manor, Nightwing continues. He's not looking at the ground anymore. He's looking around at his audience with a grin that is the textbook picture of shit-eating. Bruce Wayne's butler used to mend my Robin suit when I ripped it. Hood belches loudly. Yeah, I think they get the gist. No need to be a dick about it. I'm not being a dick, Nightwing protests loudly over the sound of everyone laughing. A weight has been lifted off my chest. I can finally stop living a lie. Bernard pouts. You can't blame us for being curious. You've been a hero for more than half your life, and no one knows who you really are. Nightwing stands up and shakes out his legs. People know, kid. The people who need to know, know. I couldn't do this if I didn't have people in my corner. Right, Hood? I've been trying to get you out of my corner for years, Hood says. You're squatting in my corner. Unwelcome. I'm under siege. You better believe it, Nightwing says. Settle in. I've got catapults and battering rams and all the fun toys. I'm not going anywhere. Did you say battering or batarang? Nadia asks. Just out of curiosity. Marry me, Nightwing says to her. To Tim and Bernard, he says. Come on, you two. I really did just stop by to get you home before the sun goes down and this turns into a riot. Up-and-coming crime lords can't control their block parties for shit.
Excuse the fuck out of you. I'm an established crime lord, Hood says. I won an award. I got a plaque. I shook hands with the mayor.
You high-fived the mayor as you were being escorted from the premises by a security team. Max corrects.
Still counts, Hood says. I wasn't kidding about having a pride parade, by the way. We can make it a contest. Best float wins marksmanship lessons from yours truly.
Theo frowns. There will probably be kids there. You can't teach kids to shoot guns.
Hood flicks his hand in the air like he's brushing away a bug. I can teach kids as young as 12 if I call it a hunter's safety course.
Do not ask, Theo says to himself fiercely. He looks around the circle, pinning each other person he thinks likely to ask with a glare and trying to communicate the thought. Nightwing, Tim, Bernard, do not ask. It doesn't cross his mind that Nadia might be the one to ask, tentatively.
What are they hunting?
Hood scoffs. They're kids. They're not actually hunting anything. I don't need Theo making a PowerPoint about my child endangerment habits.
Good. That's good. Theo settles back into Max's arms.
But also, Hood continues, clowns. They're hunting clowns.
Owls, Nightwing offers with a shudder. Spiders, Tim says, making a face.
What do you have against owls? Aldona asks Nightwing.
How much time do you have? Nightwing responds.
No guns, Theo half shouts. No guns for children. Maybe, like, swords with blunt edges? Fencing? Do you even know how to use a sword? He asks Hood.
Yeah, but my swords only manifest in the presence of true evil, Hood deadpans.
Theo says, I have follow-up questions.
Send me an email,
Hood says. He stands and stretches his arms overhead, rolling a truly horrifying series of pops out of his spine.
Samuel said that some people were going to grill after it got dark. I'm heading that way.
I want to go to the Queer Mafia barbecue,
Bernard says. No can do, Nightwing says. All adorable underage conspiracy theorists are going home now.
This is very homophobic of you, Bernard informs Nightwing seriously. You're going to have to help with my float for the Red Hood's Pride Parade to make it up to me.
Deal, Nightwing says. We're not calling it that, Red Hood says. The group starts breaking up into pairs and trios, everyone moving on to their next stop of the night. Theo lets Max pull him to his feet, then remembers one more thing his brain's getting stuck on, something that caught his attention when Nightwing was joking about Batman picking him up in the Batmobile at Wayne Manor.
Nightwing, wait, serious question, Theo says, about when you were baby Robin.
Max's fingers tense up a bit on Theo's elbow, and some of the earlier tension creeps back into Nightwing's frame.
Yes?
Did the Batmobile have a car seat?
Did the what have a what? Nightwing says.
I've seen your stats from when you were just getting started, Theo says. You weren't anywhere close to 4'9". You would have needed a booster seat for at least the first 2 years you were Robin, so...
So, did the Batmobile have a car seat?
Nightwing repeats faintly. Theo gets out his phone to take notes.
Yes, that is what I'm asking.
Buddy, Hood says, most of the Batmobiles don't even have seat belts.
How would you even know that? Bernard asks.
Theo's brain spins a buffering wheel.
Batmobiles. Batmobile-s.
Plural.
Oh, there have been at least 5 of them, Bernard responds, distracted from his other question. Do you want me to send you my graph of appearances of the different versions versus major rogue activity? I'm pretty sure there's a Batmobile specific to when Bane's in town.
There is, Nightwing says casually.
Bernard glows with happiness. This is the best night ever.
I think I need to go home now, Theo says to Max. Max loops an arm around Theo's waist.
Is it the funding thing again?
5 Batmobiles, Max. Do you know how many overnight bags I could buy for displaced kids with even a quarter of 1 Batmobile?
I'll help you steal the tires off one the next time Batman leaves it parked on the street, Hood offers.
Sounds like a great plan, Tim says. What could possibly go wrong?